neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Yaakov Avinu, father-in-law, what's his name? Laban. Laban felt very lonely when he noticed that Yaakov Avinu, alav shalom, he left, so he chased after him to show his affection to Laban, to Yaakov Avinu. So now we see when he arrived at the place that Yaakov Avinu alav shalom encamped. So the final meeting was a covenant that they had together. Remember the story? Yes, Gal'ed. They made a covenant between one another that they will respect one another, as Laban demanded. So now here there is an interesting point. It says that Yehonah Shalom commanded the Ahab, Liktu Avanim. Who are the Ahab? It says that Yehonah Shalom commanded to his brothers, gathered the stones, and then they took Avanim, they took lots of stones, Yasu Gal. They put it on one another. So who are these Ahab? No, he says Yaakov Avinu alav shalom. Say, right. So here Rashi Akedosh says, yes, he says these are his children that they call Ahim. So why they call the brother Ah? What does Ah means? Ahim. How the Persian use Ah for
pain.
When something is painful, what do they say?
Ah.
So Hebrew, they use it as Ahim. Why? Because who is called the brother? No. That when you say Ah, he's there to help you. That's why they call it Ahim. You didn't know that?
Yes, brother. Because no, in these days, nobody knows this thing.
No?
No, in Hebrew, it's Hebrew, the root of Ah, it comes from Leachot, when you put...
Exactly. And then we have achzar, actually. Achzar means cruel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, achzar. We have a midrash, it's a very beautiful midrash, Parshat Bamidbar. So but here, Rashi Akedosh says, Yaakov Avinu alav shalom told Achim, his Ahab, his brothers. Why? Because Rashi Akedosh says, what is Ach? Ach is the one Nigashim elav letzara umilchama. That's what the brother is good for. When you're in pain, when you need protection, brother will help you. So now here he told his children that is called in the Torah Ahab. They made a fence, a gal. So now if you come down for you, Pesukim, in Pasuk Nun Dalet 54, he says again, Vayizbach Yaakov Zevach, he made a sacrifice. Vayigra le'ehav le'chol lachem. Again, he says, he told the brothers to come eat bread. So Rashi says, who are these brothers? Who are they? No.
Laban's people.
What happened? On the top, he says, the Ahav is the son. On the bottom, he says, the Ahav is Laban. Why? Why you change it?
You are changing, not us.
No, Rashi says, I'm quoting only the...
They made a breed, that's...
They became...
No, it doesn't make sense. If you're using a term, it cannot have a double message. What, how could it be?
What Rashi is saying on Laban? Well, when the second time, why are you saying it's Laban?
He says when they made a sacrifice, so he called the Ahab, and then they ate bread. That means they had a Saudah, because of, they had a feast, because they made a covenant. So they celebrated. And then Rashi HaKadosh all of a sudden says, you know who these Ahavs are? Le'ohavav Shem Laban. All of a sudden he changes it. But on the top he said, these are the kids of Yaakov Avinu, he's his son. How come you're changing it? First, he says they have on the, when they made the gal, they collect the stones. He said, this is the children of Yaakov Avinu. Then, on the few pesukim later, he explains the Ahav, these are Laban and his kids. Well, why are you changing it? If Ahav on the top is the kids, the children of Yaakov Avinu, and later it has to be the same thing.
Maybe because now they have peace. When you are in peace with somebody, his kids also is like your kids also.
Exactly, it's not true. Because here the message that Rashi is giving us is unbelievable message. Hello, Shlomo Levenstein. This is a beautiful quote. He says, when he talks about making a fence, that you as a Yehudi, you have to stay away from other cults, other ideas, other opinions, other favorite. So now you need your kids to create this fence. Now it's about eating. Your kid cannot eat with Laban. Chas v'shalom. Your kid cannot eat what the Laban is going to eat now. Chas v'shalom. So that's why there, it says Ahav, it says kids. But when the subject changes to eating, it says, no, these are not the kids.
So who are they?
It's a Laban. He brought the sacrifice and the lechem, and he told Laban, you go eat. But my kids cannot eat with you. They cannot eat. When Laban eating whatever he's eating, you cannot eat the same thing.
So who are those that were referred to as children before that are eating with Laban?
They're kids, his own kid.
Oh, Laban's kid.
Yeah.
The first one is
Yaakov's kid.
The second one is
Laban. But the subject is only to distinguish that Laban has to stay over there. Yaakov and his children has to say the other side.
So in other words, Yaakov didn't eat everything?
No.
Is it good money?
Yes. If they eat something there, whatever the purpose is, you should not eat the same thing. We cannot eat the same thing. How can we eat the same thing?
What type of the peace is there?
I'm sorry?
What type of the peace is there? They wanted to bring peace, right? The covenant that you mentioned. So if you are
telling
that
one eat the
bread.
It's very simple. People have workers in their store, in their factory, in their organization. They don't like him? Do they like him or not?
Yes.
Do they say good morning to them in the morning?
Yes.
When they say have a good day when they go out to work?
Yes.
And they say, you know, I'll see you tomorrow? Yes. Are they nice to them or not?
Yes.
But do they eat the same thing that they eat?
No.
No? What has anything to do with one another? If you're nice to people, it doesn't mean you eat the same thing as they do. You're polite, you have manners, you have derecheres. What has anything to do with it? That's why Rashi is explaining. That's what the Torah is teaching us. He says, derechab. But it doesn't mean if you're friendly with somebody, you do the same thing that they do. You eat the same thing that they eat. They go the same, you cannot go the same place that they do. That's why the same term that is used means, of course, Yehudi is the role model of showing the Mazhar. You know what they call it, Mazhar? It's from Zohar. It's the light. Usually they call it Zohar, that means Mazhar, that means you took my sheet. But it doesn't mean whatever they eat, you have to go to eat.
Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohale Luko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.